And I was reading about, I think, a really cool, very interesting course taking place out of Durham College, where a handful of students are now taking part in a really specialized learning process, which actually happens behind bars. The college is taking part in the Walls to Bridges program, where 8 students are put together with a group of inmates, where they learn together the complexities of things like criminalization and punishment through learned experience. So this is not about students, you know, mentoring or helping inmates. It's about both learning from one another and challenging, you know, assumptions and societal stigmas. Dale Burt is a Durham College professor, also the program coordinator in the School of Justice. Good to have you, Professor.
So nice to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about this program. It's not new, but it certainly is unique, and it is new to Durham. I have to think that this is a pretty special experience for these students.
It is so incredible. Yes, it is unique. It's innovative. It is a program that has been around, I believe, since 2014 in Canada, and it has been launched with many universities across Canada, and Durham College is the first college to actually offer a college-level credit in a prison through the Walls to Bridges program.
All right. So where is, like, is it the same prison? Where is it that these students and those in corrections are?
Yes. So the students, so I'll take a step back. We talk about inside and outside students in the Walls to Bridges model. So the inside students are the inmates, and the outside students are college, in this case, Durham College students or university students. And whatever educational institution, in this case, Durham College, we are in either provincial or federal carceral spaces, whatever relationship we forge with that particular correctional institution is where we take our students. So I'm taking the Durham College students into a federal correctional facility that's roughly an hour and a half from Durham College.
Okay, and so they go in with the inmates, and are these inmates, are they violent inmates? Is it criminal for fraud? Like, how is it, that they're placed in the particular program?
Right, so the students from Durham College go through an interview process, just like the students on the inside go through some sort of selection process to make sure that they are, you know, they're the right candidates for the course. Mm-hmm. So the people that we have in the course, both the inside and the outside students, I can tell you, Alex, they are all very intelligent. Mm-hmm. They're all very eager to learn. They're engaged. We're coming together as a learning community. The inside and the outside students get together in a prison classroom. And once we close that door, it's as if we're not in a prison anymore. We're just people learning together with honesty and courage, sense of humor, critically examining and analyzing the readings and doing all of that in this carceral space where, of course, there's, you know, some differences compared to the college classroom. We don't have Wi-Fi. There are, you know, there's not fancy Google Docs and different technologies that we can use in the prison classroom like I use in the college classroom. It is, we use circle pedagogy. We're all sitting together in a circle. We have readings that we dive into. We have discussions. Sometimes we have interruptions or, you know, unexpected distractions like lockdown, or, you know, we can't get into the classroom or something like that. So, I mean, there's challenges, so it's certainly a unique space that we're learning.
Ultimately, the students that you're teaching who are learning about justice get the ultimate experience of what it's like in a jail. Is that the ultimate goal of the program, is to learn about what it's like in the correction system? And on the flip side, what's the ultimate goal for the inmates who are involved in this program?
Right. So I am going to say that I think at the beginning there, it is understandable that there's sort of this distinction between us and them, and that somehow there's differences in, you know, what we'll take out of the classroom. I really believe sitting in that classroom, witnessing it and feeling it, they are all there inside students and outside students, they're learning. They're learning about the topic of resilience in society. It's called the Resilience in Society, the Barriers and Bridges is what the course is called. And I would say that everyone is there for the same reason. They're there to learn. They are all there to earn a legitimate college credit. This is the same style requirements, if you will, of college credit that would a student at Durham College would take. They're mm-hmm. taking the credit together. And what's really cool, what's really impactful, and I would say transformational, is the deep learning that happens. So we are learning well beyond what we're reading. We are going well beyond that. We're learning, I mean, it's called walls to bridges. What we're really doing, Alex, is we're breaking down walls, right? We're breaking down those walls of barriers that might be that mindset of us versus them and, you know, assumptions and perceptions and preconceptions we might have of each other. And we just realize through this connectedness we have around learning that we're dismantling and challenging our thinking and our biases. So I think we're there to learn and unlearn. And I think that's on both sides, the inside students and the outside students. And
I'm running up against the wall with time, and I had a couple of other things I wanted to ask you. How do the inmates qualify, and is there a mix of female and male?
So in terms of qualification, the institution itself is responsible for assessing all sorts of things related to the inside student's file and their suitability. And what was your second question?
And is there a mix of male and female?
Yeah, so basically it is a male federal penitentiary. We have 9 male inmate students, inside students, and I am bringing with me 8 Durham College students, 7 of which are female and 1 is a male. And there has never been a moment where any of us have felt unsafe or, you know, that somebody's going to be dangerous. Like I say, when we get in the classroom, we close the door, we're all really just students. Actually, we're students and teachers. We share the role of teaching and learning in the classroom together. And it's really pretty magical.
I've got about 30 seconds, but I want to know, you know, when it's all said and done on both sides of this, mm-hmm. you know, is it one of these kinds of programs that builds lasting relationships?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's learning that sticks as well. You know, the community, the collegial aspect of learning together with people that we would never normally have an opportunity to sit down with and learn with and from. And yes, I think those relationships, not just within the group and between the group, but I think with the college as well and the community, you know, having that relationship where the college is socially responsible and community engaged as an educational institution with the people in our community in that really innovative way. I think it's really important. It's really important to build those relationships.
What a fascinating experience it must be. Professor, I wish I had more time. I don't, so we'll have you on again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That is Professor Dale Bird. I think it's a neat program. I love that outside-the-box kind of teaching. I think that'd be a really neat experience.